Some people are actually shameless. Next on Principles and Policies. Welcome to today's edition of Principles and Policies. I'm your host, Barry Sheets, the Executive Director of the Institute for Principal Policy. Along with me today is our co-host, the Vice Chairman of the Institute, my fellow analyst and very good friend, Chuck Michaelis.
And you know, Barry, this reminds me of the old saying that to have a guilty conscience, you actually have to have a conscience.
Yes, and so I can see where this wouldn't apply to the group that we're going to be talking about right now. I'm sure, Chuck, that all of our listeners are painfully well aware at this point of the shocking, I'm telling you, outrageously shocking allegations against the Internal Revenue Service, that they actually were using their power to specifically target certain groups whom the administration didn't agree with politically. Such groups like, Patriot groups, Tea Party groups, 9/11 groups, and groups that taught about constitutional adherence and the Bill of Rights. Oh, wait a minute. That'd be us, wouldn't it? Did we ever get targeted?
Did we?
Did we ever? Yes.
I believe we were in a group, a generally targeted group, that was actually the lead up to what's going on now. We lost our 501c4 status, 2 years ago. In a move where a law was passed that required, used to be if our income was under a certain amount, we didn't have to fill out any paperwork. And then it turned out that everybody had to fill out a piece of paperwork every year to keep their statuses. But the problem was that no notices were sent out. Nobody knew the thing had been passed. And if you didn't keep a lobbyist who watched that kind of stuff for you, you didn't know. So we just simply get a letter one day, along with literally hundreds, I think, of thousands of groups that said your C4 status is going to be revoked. Some were C3s because you didn't fill out this paperwork for X number of years running. Well, when you contact them and said we didn't know that this was going to happen, we assumed really that Congress was going to pass something to kind of ameliorate the situation, say, you know, pay a $150 fine or a $250 fine and fill out this piece of paperwork and you're reinstated. And not so fast. They began to send out these very probing forms. And when I say very probing, I mean like very probing, like a colonoscopy is very probing forms, in which things were asked like, do you have a book club? List all the books you've reviewed. Have you taught any classes on certain subjects? List the people who you taught these classes to and who you hope to teach these classes to. Some of these questions were actually impossible.
So, in other words, we need all of our listeners to send in their name and all their contact information, the names of their firstborn children, a blood sample, and their driver's license to us so that we can turn over to the IRS.
Well, I can tell you, Camp American, I don't know how, but the treasurer apparently got wind of this by an accountant. And he filled out the paperwork. I wish he'd told me about it, but he didn't tell me about it. So much for being the executive director. But in any case, so we didn't lose ours, but I'm sitting here asking myself, what would we have done if we got a questionnaire from the IRS that said, we want a list of every child you've ever had and their addresses and all their contact information? Well, of course, we would not have complied with that because, A, that information is not legal to ask for. But B, it's so intrusive. Can you imagine the lawsuit we might face had we turned over that information from the parents?
Yes.
The parents would have probably, if they had any kind of guts, would have sued us, and they probably would have won because the IRS would have had all their children's information.
That's exactly what it would have been. Chuck, if anybody should be out there yelling about the indignity and the injustice of the IRS using their power to target groups in order to raise money to help defend those groups, it should be groups like ours and like the Tea Party. However, some people have no shame. And one group who honestly has, by their own admission, nothing to do with policy issues is out now trying to raise money on this IRS targeting of groups issue. Now, the group that I'm talking about is the Ohio Republican Party, chaired by newly elected board chairman and head Matt Borges. We talked about this on a previous program, How there was a rift in the Republican Party, and it came to a loggerheads here a few weeks ago, and there was a vote taken, and Mr. Borges was nominated to be the chairman of the party by the State Republican Central Committee. Now, as part of the run-up to that, his challenger, Tom Zawotowski from the Portage County Tea Party, had a frank conversation with Mr. Borges where he was told in no uncertain terms, we don't do policy. We're just here to get people elected. Okay? Well, that's all wonderful, except now when they realize that, oh, number one, we've really created a rift with Tea Party folks, and number two, wow, this would be a great issue for us to raise money off of. All of a sudden, they are trying through their propaganda to intimate that they're working arm in arm with Tea Party groups to help defend their rights, Chuck.
Well, of course, this is this is utter nonsense. The Republican Party wishes the Tea Party would go away. Now, when I say the Republican Party, I don't mean you folks out there that are registered Republicans.
The establishment party.
I mean the establishment part of the party, the top leadership, the most of the Central Committee, and the people who are donating the money.
And that's not the $10 and $20 donations that the grassroots are giving. We're talking about the $50,000 and up checks that are written to the party operating accounts and to the party PACs that are written by the what we call the titans of the Republican Party. And those are the big industry leaders around the state of Ohio. And if you stop and think real hard, you can probably figure out who those people are without us going into any details on names.
Yeah.
But they're the people who don't want the Tea Party around because the Tea Party brings up those uncomfortable social issues like abortion and guns and God and things of that nature. And they don't stick to the main focus, which is, well, getting R's in every office you can get them into so that you can then exercise that policy that you don't do.
Yeah, no matter what their ideology, get them into office.
Yeah, so we can exercise that policy. Wait a minute, we don't do policy. Then why are we putting these people into... Oh, so we can claim the majority of the seats so that we can hold the power levers, so then we can show you exactly what policies we do want to do.
As you pointed out when we talked about this subject earlier, when we talked about Tom Zawotowski earlier, personnel equals policy.
Yes, it does.
And so does it matter who holds the office? The answer is, of course it does. It matters a whole lot. And that's exactly Zawotowski's point here in the things he's talking about again. So Zawotowski gets it. It's the people out there that will take any smoke blown at them by the Republican Party leadership who really aren't getting it. And unfortunately, yes, that's a whole lot. Now, we're not thinking you folks out there who really just wait for the candidates to come along and vote for them or don't vote for them based on what you know about them. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the movers and shakers, the people who do volunteer work and that kind of thing to get candidates picked at like the primary level and at the local central committee levels, precinct committee, that kind of thing. Those are the movers and shakers. Those are the people who go in, have smoke blown at them by leadership and say, well, you know, this is what the governor wants. And well, because that's what the governor wants, then I guess we'd better vote for it.
Well, and that's how Matt Borges got in as the party chairman, because that's who the governor wanted.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I want to go back to this, because this was an email that was sent out by the Ohio Republican Party on their letterhead with the tag on the bottom, paid for by the Ohio Republican Party, all about this whole issue. Now, first of all, we do a little propaganda here, Chuck, and I think a little damage control by the party. By the way, they headlined this: Tea Party Groups Republicans slam IRS for flagging conservative groups. In other words, look at us. We're all one big happy family.
Yes.
Again after the blow up with Tom Z. And then they go into the body of it. And I picked up on something as we were going to air. And I read over it one more time carefully. And I realized that what they're doing is they're being very, 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 well, cagey, I guess is the best way to put it. Because here's how the emails start. Now, first of all, let me express this. Not only do you have the letterhead of the Ohio Republican Party at the top, right smack dab in the middle, you have this picture of a scowling Barack Obama with his finger pointed directly at you. And that is their graphic for this whole thing. Now, it says, did you hear the latest news that hit the wires?
Double question mark.
Uh-huh. Well, here's the kicker. The IRS publicly acknowledged that they specifically targeted conservative groups to investigate if they violate their tax-exempt statuses. Okay, stop, Chuck. Isn't that the job of the IRS, that if any group violates its tax-exempt status, they're supposed to investigate it? That wasn't what this was about. This was about them targeting groups to audit and investigate regardless of whether or not they had actually had a violation or not. That was the problem. But the party attorneys are trying to be very cagey here. They're trying to get you worked up over something that's, well, actually just the IRS's
job,
so that if later on comes to find out that maybe they're wrong about this, then the party can backtrack on it. Say, oh, well, we were just talking about the ones that they did. That was their job to do so. But I just thought that was hilarious because I'm looking at that and it's like, oh, you have got to be kidding me. They framed this in just such a way that they could wiggle out of it.
Yeah, exactly. This is wiggle room and weasel words, as we've also called them. This is a way so they could say, well, we didn't really say that. We weren't stirring up the bee's nest. No, we were just saying this. Oh, come on, guys. Seriously.
Yeah, because it's just a statement. And it's not, it just says the IRS publicly acknowledged that they specifically target conservative groups to investigate if they violated their tax exempt statuses. Chuck, that's a statement of fact.
Yeah.
But they're using it to as a statement to generate an emotional response out of the recipients of this email. And what are they doing? Well, it gets right down to the bottom of it. They're like, we need your support right now. Help us hold them accountable and demand answers. So when is the Republican Party, first of all, ever considered a conservative group? Because obviously they're not. And number two, they're not a Tea Party group. And I thought it was funny. He says, this is an administration that time and again has labeled Tea Party members as radical. I'm sure that the Obama administration is not the only one who's labeled Tea Party members as radical. My guess is it came out of a number of mouths during the vote on the state party chairman.
Oh, absolutely. You know it did.
And that was probably not, that was probably from Republicans. But here this whole idea is that they want you to send them, team up with the Republican Party, which insinuates, Chuck, that they've teamed up with the Tea Party movement.
Oh, it implies basically that we're shoulder to shoulder. It's almost like one of these Marxist banners that you saw used to see on May Day parades in Moscow with all the great leaders looking off into the distance.
Yes. Well, and it gets right down to this whole point. This is like, please support our team right now. And they ask for $5, $25, or $55 or more contributions. Yeah, Chuck, I need to go get $55 to go hand to these people, right?
55, that's a really wild...
It's just one of those ones to draw your attention to.
Yeah, exactly.
Or more contributions, so we have the funds to demand answers from Obama. Wait a minute, didn't we already elect officials that are getting paid by the taxpayer to do exactly that? One of them by the name of John Boehner, maybe another one by the name of Rob Portman... Maybe others, about 15 others that we could name, called our Ohio congressmen.
Yeah.
And women. But we're going to send money to the Ohio Republican Party so they can have the funds to demand the answers. Why? Are they writing a campaign check to Barack Obama to get a coffee with him?
Yeah, rent a night in the Lincoln bedroom.
Well, maybe they're envious of John McCain getting invited to a nice little cozy, quiet White House dinner, and they want to get in there too. So please send us the money so that we can go cozy up to Obama so that we can tell them how much we dislike the Tea Party too. I mean, this is really, really hilarious, okay? And this is coming, like I said, they have no shame. This is coming directly from Matt. And he signed Matt Borges, chairman-elect, OhioGOP.org. Well, you know what? I think that people ought to go to OhioGOP.org and, well, contribute to the party. And I think you should contribute your viewpoints. And I think my viewpoint is, I wouldn't give you a dime to do anything because you guys don't do policy. And I'm certainly not handing my money to you when the candidates that you put up for election are anything but, as they say, patriotic, God-fearing Americans who are trying to keep Washington from slowing us down. I don't see that happening, Chuck. I mean,
no.
We could go over a long list of the endorsees of the Ohio Republican Party, and I think people would be shocked, I tell you, to find that probably a large portion, if not the majority, are anything but conservative.
Oh, ultra-liberal? Now, why they remain in the Republican Party? You can answer that question for yourself. I've thought about this. I've noodled on it. And the fact is, they can remain there because while they can't manipulate the Democrats to do the things they want them to do, all they have to do is sing a sort of conservative song. And conservatives... will dance to the, you know, all they have to do is whistle the tune and conservatives will dance. They've proven that over and over and over again. That's how we got John McCain. That's how we got George W. Bush. That's how we got George H.W. Bush. The fact is that liberals in the party whistled the tune and talked about taking the money away if we didn't dance. So we danced. Now, when I say we, I didn't dance. I voted for one of those candidates once and then did not get fooled again. Now I'm looking at the clock, Barry. We're out of time.
As usual.
Join us again tomorrow for another Principles and Policies.